Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Another episode of The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, and this is the first cinema enema of season 2, Electric Boogaloo. And to mark the launch of Disney Plus, we decided to go way back in the Disney vault and get a classic from yesteryear, I guess would be the term, Pirates of the Caribbean. When I say classic, I'm using that term very loosely because it's not good and it wasn't that long ago.
It's kind of funny. It's 2003.
Three, yeah.
That's forever and a half
But that's
ago.
Fucking 16 years ago. That's a trip.
16 years ago. I was 11.
We were 16? We were 16.
Something like that. I'm not good at maths, but...
Maths?
Yeah, multiple.
Got it.
There's not one of them that I'm good at.
All there's right. A lot of maths, just like there's a lot of sciences.
Right? That's a thing.
I liked it. It made me feel like it brought back a bunch of memories.
It's nostalgic.
I enjoyed it. It was nostalgic, for sure.
Okay, I mean...
I did enjoy it, too, because it was a movie I watched with my family in theaters back when my family went to the movies together, and it does kind of bring back some... nostalgia, but I remembered liking it as a kid and not liking it as much as an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
It's fucking long.
It's entirely too long for being having nothing. Nothing really happens.
It has
a lot happens.
It has a 2-hour and 10-minute runtime or some shit like that.
Yeah, I remember not liking this when it came out. I didn't hate it. It wasn't annoying, but I remember it was way over fucking hyped, and I still stand by that stance.
Yeah, well, Johnny Depp after this movie.
Got shit.
Well, he basically plays Jack Sparrow in every movie he's in now. He was Jack Sparrow in that fucking Lone Ranger movie. He was Jack
Sparrow. Was he? I never
saw it, but when you watch the trailer, I just assume he was Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
The Lone Ranger. Wait. That's when he plays the lizard.
He plays the Indian guy.
Yeah, not Rango.
Oh, never mind.
Yep, that's different. Okay. Talking about cultural
appropriation. Wasn't Rango, he was a lizard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The animated movie?
I never saw that one.
Never
either.
Saw that either. Yeah.
It's like a chameleon or something.
I haven't seen anything that he did since Blow. That was the last good thing that he ever did.
I liked him in Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I didn't care for that one either.
That's a really good one.
I like that movie.
I only didn't like it because my cousin, everyone has the cousin that you fucking hate. He liked it, and I was like, well, fuck you and fuck that movie too. I don't like either of you.
Makes sense.
It's fucking dumb. So. Not that I
enjoy watching Johnny. It doesn't matter. He's just so eccentric, and it's just entertaining regardless because he's just a weird human being.
Cool because after this movie did come out, he would tour children's hospitals and go to Disneyland dressed up as Jack Sparrow.
Cool.
I think that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
He's a total character actor. He would do it before and after and like have the teeth in and have everything.
He's always in character. He's always wearing 70 million scarves like a fucking pirate. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of your vibe that you usually go with,
I've
noticed.
So I
can see
would,
how you
I'm actually surprised you don't have a scarf tonight.
Right?
I almost did. It's cold enough.
It's cold outside. Yeah.
It's not that cold.
It's California cold. It's like 60 outside.
It's
freezing 51. For California.
It's 51. It's a little bit chilly.
It's ridiculous.
But it's just an interesting movie altogether because it is Disney and they really play up the characters like Orlando Bloom. Just some of his lines were just so over the top, cheesy.
So dumb. Some of it was
like,
ridiculous.
Never. It's just like, they say something and he goes, okay.
Well, the thing with this movie that was just ridiculous was...
All of it?
It has a 2-hour runtime and there's really not much actual movie. It's more just action sequences.
A lot of padding.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
Like they really, really... stretch out those action sequences because to be fair it's a movie based off of a ride and it was cool because there were elements of the ride in the movie
which I did love.
I remember the old one. I don't remember seeing anything from that in there,
like the when the guys are sitting in the prison cell trying to get the dog with the bone. The dog's holding the key.
I'm not a big fan of Disneyland either, so I don't really remember. I've been there once.
You had a bad childhood.
Yeah, we were fucking broke. We didn't go to fucking Disneyland constantly.
All right, so let's go back to 2003 when this movie came out. The Earth population was 6,326,000,000 people.
Then we're at like, we crossed seven recently.
We're at like 7.4.
Like 7.5 or something.
No,
yeah.
I thought we were 8.
No.
Either way, it's too many.
Yes.
It was too many then, it's way too many now.
It was the first year that the 5-hour energy drink was... introduced to the world.
Ooh, and then right after that, I think was Redline. That was fucking cracking a can.
No,
baby.
Was it Jack 3D, the one that had meth in it?
That was a thing?
Yeah.
Never had that one.
Oh, man. These pussies need to do what I did and go unfiltered and just go straight meth.
Let's see. Juan Catalan, he was cleared of murder because this guy, he was being charged for murder. And he was actually,
like Juan, you would think he would have went down for that.
He was actually found innocent because he was an extra in the TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yes.
So the day that the murder happened, he was on tape. And
yeah, Dodger Stadium. Yep. I saw the documentary on that. That was pretty dope.
Wait, how is this associated with Pirates?
It's not. We
2003.
We go back to 2003.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Recapping 2003.
Yeah, come on. You clearly didn't listen to the show before you started working on this show.
No, I did. I totally did.
Do you forget? That's how we do it.
The Twilight and the other.
In all fairness, she forgot a text we sent her 3 days ago.
That's true.
I thought it was you can have headphones now, and I was excited to have headphones, and then I didn't know I had to supply.
You didn't know you had to bring headphones. Mm. Okay.
No.
When
moving on.
Okay. Let's see. Your champions in major sports: Florida Marlins.
Dontrell Willis.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was the year that the Raiders traded John Gruden away to the Bucks.
And then he destroyed them. What are the odds you face your old team the next year?
San Antonio Spurs.
Fuck them.
The New Jersey Devils were your NHL team. And the USC Trojans were your national football champions.
Was that the Rose Bowl against Texas year?
No, that was 2005, and they lost. Texas won.
So that was probably fucking Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Mitsubishi got in a lot of trouble because they offered a 0-0-0 deal for their cars, which was zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for an entire year. So people would default on it on purpose, and they would return the cars after a year. So now these cars were worth less money than the actual production cost of the cars.
Well, that's also just because they're Mitsubishis.
They're a piece of shit.
You ever ride an Eclipse?
Those
terrible fucking cars. They're made out of wood.
This was also the last year that the $2 bill was printed. It's still in circulation, but they don't make them anymore.
They don't? Mm-mm. They didn't make a $3 bill just for Fred Durst. $3 bill, y'all.
All right, rolling on. Downey Jr. thanked Burger King for getting him sober because he was eating a cheeseburger that was so gross he threw all his drugs into the ocean.
You need to get better weed. This is what you need to do, Robert Downey Jr. I'm disappointed in your weed dealer. You had the funds to get better weed than that. I'm
pretty sure he had something stronger than weed.
No, he was on like heroin and shit like that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you think a cheeseburger is disgusting, get better
weed.
Not
just a cheeseburger, it's a Burger King cheeseburger.
They're delicious.
Although, to be fair, I actually like Burger King.
Right?
Nope.
Let's see. A Super Bowl ad cost $2.1 million in 2003.
What are they now? Like 70 million?
Something like that.
Not too much.
This was also the year that One Night in Paris came out, the Paris Hilton sex
tape. Oh, yeah. She was a fucking trailer. Yeah. That's a good one. It's a classic.
It's not a bad one. It's shot in all night vision, so it's all green.
I think it's better than Kim Kardashian one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian is just fucking annoying.
It was also the year that Madonna kissed Britney and Christina Aguilera, but everyone just talks about the Britney Spears kiss.
Because that happened first, and Britney Spears is hotter. So,
correct.
I mean, come on.
Well, that was also the year that Christina was a whore and she went by Xtina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dirty
she was getting
video.
Dirty.
That was dope.
That was a good video.
That was good.
Let's see. Top songs of the year: "Lose Yourself" by Eminem.
Solid.
"Into Club" by 50 Cent.
Salt, dude. I had an entire dance where we acted out every single lyric of that song. It was fucking.
You had a choreographed.
Sequenced yeah,
that song?
We did.
Who's we?
Me and my buddy Dustin, and it was fucking fantastic.
I had to say, had to have been Dustin.
It had to have. Had to have been, right? Yeah. So, and I think the kids would say now it was straight fire.
That's okay.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
And the number one song of 2003, Hey Ya by Outkast.
Oh, God.
I love that song.
It was cool for like the first 7 times you heard it, but it got old really fucking fast.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, so kind of going back into the movies. Top grossing movies of 2003. Number one is Finding Nemo at $380 million.
Whew. Fucking Disney killing it.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, $377 million.
Wow. I never got into those either.
Pirates of the Caribbean, $305 million.
Fucking Disney.
Matrix Reloaded, $281 million.
That was shit. But
number five, Bruce Almighty at $242
Another
million.
Another shit movie? What the hell were we watching?
Number six, X2, X-Men United, $214 million.
That's solid.
Number seven, Elf at $173 million.
Wow. Overrated, but I get it.
Number 8, Terminator 3 at $150 million.
That shit.
Number 9, Matrix Revolutions at $139 million.
Even bigger shit.
And rounding out the top 10, Cheaper by the Dozen at $138 million.
Oh, man.
I remember that movie.
We've been making bad movies for so long.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you say there was 2 Matrix movies in 2003?
Yep, which was surprising. Yeah. I did not know that. But there was 2, and they were both in the top 10.
And they were both really bad.
Yeah.
They were both
only the first one's good.
They were they were both just coasting off the success of the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was fucking dope.
Let's see. All right, so some interesting facts about Pirates of the Caribbean. Michael Eisner, the owner of or CEO of Disney.
Our new entertainment overlord.
Yes. He wanted that movie to go straight to DVD. He did not want a theatrical release of it.
I trust him.
Because pirate movies have all been terrible since the dawn of time.
So they still are.
He thought there was no way it was going to profit because the budget that was given to the movie was $140 million. And he said there's no way it's going to make that money back. Your microphone sucks.
It's working. Fuck you.
Stop moving. Don't move.
I will move as much as I want to. Cannot contain me.
Let's see. It actually made money. So like I said, $140 million budget. Opening weekend, it made $46 million. Domestic gross was $305 million, and worldwide, it made $654 million.
Wow.
So it made its money back. Yeah. So Michael Eisner was wrong.
And that was the last time he was ever wrong about anything.
That's true. But then they were so excited about it that they actually held the world premiere at Disneyland, California itself on June 20th, 2003, which was the first movie to ever be premiered at Disney. They were so excited about the movie that they closed the ride because after the immediate success, they were like, okay, we need to put characters from this movie remodel in the ride.
Yeah.
And they reopened the ride 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. That's all it took?
Yep.
I would have thought they did a better remodel than that.
Well, after test screenings, it was getting pretty positive results. This movie actually received an 8 out of 10 on IMDb and a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's too many on both of those.
I agree. I would say, honestly, I would give it like a 71. Like a C minus.
Like a 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
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 I mean, 7's, I can let that fly.
I guess I'm easier.
You're nostalgic for it, is what it is.
I'm entertained easier?
Sure.
Yeah. We'll
have lower standards.
That was really hard to try to express.
Another interesting fact about this movie, the band Bring Me the Horizon got their name from the movie because at the end of the movie, one of the last lines that Johnny Depp says, he says, bring me that horizon.
Oh, God damn it.
Which sucks because I actually like the band Bring Me the Horizon.
I liked like the first 3 albums. After that, it's been shit.
They're a good band.
Mm-hmm. They were a good band.
The tagline for the movie is, prepare to be blown out of the water.
Johnny Depp's going to suck all your dicks.
And with that being said, let's dive into the movie. Movie starts off with the cloudy thing, and there's just a boat on the ocean, and you see Baby Elizabeth singing pirate songs.
Very creepy. Insanely creepy.
That's like a horror movie beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's happened to me one time, but it was in the mountains, and it was very scary.
And then Mr. Gibbs, who looks very young but old at the same time.
Just no gray hair.
Yeah, he says, hey, you know, it's bad to be singing about pirates.
He was very offended by it, too.
He was.
He was pissed.
That was almost like someone singing the N-word.
He was like, fuck you, 7-year-old. I will fight your face right now. You don't shut your whore mouth.
It's true. And then all of a sudden, there's a boy floating on a pallet, and they see a boat that's on fire.
Yeah, this guy kicked Rose off that fucking pallet. He's like, fuck out of here. This one's mine.
Turns out that is Will, and she sees the gold medallion on his neck and goes, oh my God, you're a pirate, and then steals the coin.
Before that, they notice there's other ship. They're like, okay, 7-year-old, you take care of the other 7-year-old. That's that kid's going to die if your 7-year-old is in charge of this kid that you just plucked out of the water.
I just think it's funny that the Commodore was like a lieutenant in those days, and he's like, someday I'm going to fuck that guy's daughter.
Right?
He's like looking at the little baby. He's like,
He didn't age at all. While she grew up, she fucking leveled up, and he was the same guy the entire
time. Yeah, they couldn't get like a younger guy to play that guy.
Nothing. They didn't even just give him a wig.
It was supposed to be creepy that he was
older. Dude's like 40 in that scene, and he's like, ooh, that 7-year-old is going to get this dirt.
Well, I mean, back in the day, they didn't have the same laws. I mean, let's be.
That's true. It's like, hey, you're 12 now.
As long as you were of breeding age, you're good to go.
That's true. If there's hair on the field, we play ball.
That's R. Kelly's slogan.
Wow.
So then we fast forward a little bit in time, and Elizabeth still has the pirate coin that is now hidden in her, dresser.
Yeah, she has a false bottom in the drawer, which is, it's like the size of a quarter. You could put that in your butthole. Like, you don't need such an elaborate spot for a quarter.
Well, it's funny too. She's the governor's daughter. No one's gonna go through her shit.
You never know.
That's true.
If you're the governor's, what shit do you have?
But Smitty's right. It's gold coin. You can't hide that thing.
Anyway.
You have to get a false bottom on a drawer.
Right? It's a bit much.
I mean, anybody with piracy, like, associations got hung, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And also, she's a female. She had zero rights in those days. She could get her shit raided at any moment.
That's true, because then her dad barges in with a corset and goes, yo, bitch, put this on.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got a party to go to because the lieutenant is now getting promoted to Commodore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we now fast forward over to Captain Jack. His tiny ship is sinking.
So small.
Made me laugh. Uh-huh. It's still funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty slick.
He's standing on top of the bow.
Walks right onto the dock.
And you think
dock.
It's like a really big ship, and then it like pans out, and it's like, a little sailboat.
Yeah, and it's like a little sailboat, and it's sinking, and he's like, and then you see a bucket floating across the water, and then you see him just standing on it.
Walks right up.
Down, and then just
a crow's nest is right there.
Mm-hmm. And then some guy who's working, the dock master goes, hey, it's a shilling to dock here. And he's like, I'd be like, what ship? This shit sink. I can't get it out now.
It's pretty slick. I'll give him that.
But then he's like, I'll give you 3 shillings and I don't have a name.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that everything's, he's like, all right, enjoy your time here, Mr. Smith.
Mm-hmm. And then
he's fucked up. Why do you got to give him that name? Why? I don't want to be associated with this asshole.
Because you're a pirate.
Butt pirate.
It's true. Okay. Let's see. So then Elizabeth is now fainting because the corset she has never worn before, so she can't breathe, which is actually true. A lot of women had issues with that. I'm pretty sure girls still have issues. All that waist trainer shit that you see on Instagram, no way these girls can breathe.
I can imagine. Sometimes I tie my shoes too tight, and I don't like that either.
The corsets used to have, like, whale bones in it.
Yeah. No, those shits, they would, like, break girls' ribs and stuff like that. Yeah.
Gnarly stuff.
So Elizabeth is at the ceremony for Norrington to get promoted, and he proposed to her, and she faints and falls off the fucking water.
Mm-hmm. He thought he was Rico Suave. He was like, she was so excited about it, she fucking fainted.
Because
that's what all girls used to do, is faint when they were excited about things, apparently. That's what I've learned from TV and movies.
True.
Okay.
So then Captain Jack looks at the two idiot, because there's always the two dummy guards.
The two dummy guards, and then there's the two dummy pirates.
Yep, there's always, like, the Abbott Costello, Tom Jerry.
The two dummy pirates.
Like comic relief a little bit.
I know I'm hopping ahead a little bit, but you're a pirate, you're a fucking ghost pirate, and you have a wooden eyeball. Who gives a fuck about your wooden eyeball? Get a patch like a real fucking pirate, you bitch ass bitch.
That's true. You have a full blown opportunity to wear an eye patch, and you do not take advantage of it.
He just likes the wooden eye, maybe. Yeah.
So while Elizabeth is fainting and falling to her death, which should have killed her because she fell like 900 feet onto jagged rocks.
In the water.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was obviously water to hit rocks, and when you're unconscious, it's like being in a car accident. If you're unconscious, you're more likely to survive because you go limp. You don't tighten up.
That's true.
I guess, yeah. So then, while that's happening, Jack is entertaining the two idiot guards, saying, like, hey, you guys are fancy gentlemen. Just let me in. I just need a boat.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps on the boat that he's intending to steal because he got them in, like, a rabbit season, duck season kind of argument with each other.
It was, very much, yeah.
He jumps onto the Interceptor, whatever the fucking Navy ship is called.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we're going to shoot you. And then he sees Elizabeth falls and goes, so you guys aren't going to go save her?
Right.
So he hands them this stuff and he dives in to go save her.
Okay. Anybody swimming with this amount of shit on their person is going to be jacked. You know how heavy all of his millions of scarves were?
He
took off just like his gun and his sword. He's still jumping in with full pants and like a gigantic shirt.
He still had his boots on.
How fucking heavy is all of that? And then to pick up this bitch,
he had to have been insanely
jacked.
Yes, because he couldn't pull her out because he had to cut her dress off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like hot, but at the same time weird when you know that she's only 17.
I'm still into it. She's the best part of this entire movie.
Oh, hands down.
Keira Knightley is insanely hot.
Total smoke show. I still like I, that. Like reawakened the crush that I had on her
for sure.
During that,
I mean,
hell yeah,
not enough to make me want to go watch Domino, but.
Oh God, I refuse to see that. I heard that movie's god awful.
I have no intention of ever seeing that.
So Jack pulls her out of the water, and the Navy guards are going to kill him. And the dad's like, "Shoot him!" And she's like, "Dude, he just saved me."
Right? There's no.
And there's like, "Oh, okay." And then Norrington's like, "All right, let me shake your hand." And he goes, "Oh, you got the pirate brand. All right, let's hang him now." And it's like, "Wait, dude, just like I understand piracy is illegal or whatever, but a guy can't just fucking dock. You're gonna just hang him immediately when you're not sure who he is."
And by the way, he just saved this bitch's life, and you're just gonna be like, "Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, let's kill this man."
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
So let's see. So Jack finds a way to kind of escape because that's what he does. He's Captain Jack Sparrow. He tells them, "Hey, you have now."
I always emphasize the captain part. He feels
small
very,
dick syndrome.
He feels very disrespected all the time through this entire.
Because maybe he's a eunuch. Because how he keeps calling Will a eunuch. Yep. Maybe he's a eunuch. So he feels so emasculated by it.
Yeah.
That he feels the need to keep telling people, "Hey, I'm a captain. Yeah. Look at me. I'm the captain now."
A captain's dick.
Yeah. So Jack sneaks into the blacksmith office where Will works, I guess. Because mm-hmm. I guess someone had to adopt him.
Somebody's got to.
And he breaks his chains. Will comes back home and sees the drunk blacksmith all passed out and goes, "Oh, hey, look, right where I left you." Then sees a hammer astray and says, "Hey, not where I left you." And then Johnny Depp, or Captain Jack, Edward Scissorhands then says, "Hey."
He's not playing any character. It's just Johnny Depp at this point.
I'm pretty sure it's just a Johnny Depp documentary.
That's all it is.
I enjoyed the fighting scenes.
So they get into a fight, which was it wasn't a bad fight. Although the cheesy part when they're standing on like the balance wheel thing.
It blasts his ass up through the fucking roof. I was expecting it like Looney Tunes to go through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Would have been awesome.
That would have been dope, actually.
So then Captain Jack ends up getting arrested again because the drunk blacksmith eventually wakes up, smashes a beer bottle on his head, knocks him unconscious.
Because he's the true hero of the story.
Probably. And now we actually get the first element of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. We see the prisoners whistling to the dog that's holding the key in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. If you say so. I don't know. I don't remember.
No?
All of our listeners are going to be like, Ryan's
saying
a
I don't remember
dummy.
the fucking ride, assholes. Keep going.
He was poor, guys. Be nice to him.
Right? He never got to go.
Went to Magic Mountain where there was real fucking rides.
In the ride, there's a little scene where there's people
I
locked in the
jail. I believe you.
I'm
keep
you.
Moving.
So do you remember? Do you
we
remember
went through
the movie?
This.
What we're talking about.
I remember the movie.
The scene.
Keep moving.
Never
mind. All right. So the Black Pearl now shows up and starts raiding and pillaging because that's what pirates do. Because when Elizabeth fell into the water, it let out this gigantic ripple fart that woken up. Because the gold calls to them.
Ripple fart.
That's what happened. The gold medallion farted.
Yes.
And then the pirates were like,
pretty
oh.
sure there was bubbles too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the pirates smelled it. They're like, all right, it's that way. Yep. Gotta head that way. So then the Black Pearl shows up and a cannon blows up the jail, but Jack's cell does not get freed.
What are the odds?
So he's like, oh, that sucks. So now he's trying to
The other guys are like, ah, you suck.
Yeah, they're like, hey, fuck you, Jack.
Totally right in his face.
They're like, you're not lucky, bro. Bye.
Yep. Let's see. So then, for some reason, the pirates know that the gold coin's in Elizabeth's governor's mansion.
Yeah.
See, I kind of get that the thing screams out to them, but at the same time, like, how do they know? So... is there like a radar on it? Do they get like a sixth sense about it?
They
like
got,
a hot and cold thing?
They got Batman detective mode. That's I'm pretty sure it's the only
you hit R2 and then
the,
you can see
the only
you
way.
See where the Riddler trophies are.
You see
are.
All the skeletons like it, just like in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's zero explanation.
Yeah, because it's like I
there's zero explanation for most of this. Yeah. Really.
And then so Tweedledee and Tweedledum pirates find Elizabeth hiding in a closet,
mm-hmm.
and they're like,
it's super rapey.
Yep, and they're like, oh, pop it.
Yeah. Hello, pop yeah. it.
And they're like, I'm going to spit in your mouth. And then they...
then they almost did.
They were going to rape her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure of it. So they then take Elizabeth to the Black Pearl because she says, parlay. She's like, I read somewhere in the pirate code that if I say parlay, you can't harm me and you have to let me see your captain.
I thought that was a soccer term, so I was completely bamboozled by this.
I thought a parlay was like kind of like an ice cream, like a yogurt parlay. Yeah.
I can see that.
Well, that's parfait.
Parfait.
Those are delicious. I prefer parfaits over parlays.
Yeah, parfaits got layers.
I think I just learned the word parlay from this movie when I was a kid.
Parlays are actually when you place a bet in Vegas. If you can bet 10 things, if you all 10 things have to win and you win a substantial amount more money, if one of your 10 things loses, you lose the entire bet. That is a parlay. I don't know what a pirate parlay is.
I thought it was a soccer player.
It probably is too.
Yeah. Bend it like parlay or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Johnny Depp is stuck in the jail cell, and two pirates go to see him. The one pirate sticks his arm through the prison cell, and you see the bone arm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so that's interesting.
It was kind of cool.
That was sweet.
I mean, yeah, for the time.
Dude, in 2003, this thing was pretty sweet.
It was, but it's super funny to look back at 2003.
Yeah, because it's all cheesy and shit. You're like, oh.
It looks like PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
But it was so real.
But in 2003, it was incredible.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah. So then Elizabeth gets onto the Black Pearl, and we meet Captain Barbossa, which I will say that dude was fantastic as Captain mm-hmm. Barbossa. He was like a legit.
What else is he in? He was
Jeffrey Rush is in a lot of things.
He is.
He's in like every movie ever.
But probably. He comes back in the other Pirates movies, and he dies.
If you watch the end credit scene.
We're not there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
Right? Jeez.
16 years later. Spoiler alert. My bad, guys.
Let's Some see. People haven't seen it, and they're better off for it. This is why we're breaking it down for them.
Jeffrey Rush was in, let's see. He's in Finding Nemo. He's in Gods of Egypt. He's in Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
Mystery Men.
That movie was so dumb.
House on Haunted Hill. He's in the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern.
What the fuck was he in that?
I don't know.
He's a good actor, too.
He is. He was fantastic in this movie.
Yeah, he's one of those faces, like, he looks familiar, but I can't place him.
Dude, his fucking... He's got a very extensive IMDb list.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking working.
So, anyways... So Elizabeth says, like, so obviously you guys want this gold coin. They're like, no, we don't. She's like, all right, fine. I'll throw it off this fucking boat. And then they're like, no, don't. But that doesn't make sense because if the gold coin calls to them,
they'd be fine.
And they're fucking dead anyways. They're like, fine, throw on the, so what you make a slight inconvenience for me. Cause now I have to go to the bottom of the ocean to find it,
which
but
they do very anyway. Easily later in the
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why like it's a kid's movie. Like sometimes you have to like sit back and go, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's
like,
Disney.
It's a Disney movie. Mm-hmm. Just
it's dumb.
So she threatens to drop the coin, and then we fast forward to Will gets knocked out in the big fight
which
scene.
Is the goofiest fucking knockout I've ever seen.
They dude, he's like straight up murdering dudes, and then he gets bonked in the head with a candle.
They uh-huh. even add the like cartoon bonk.
Yep.
So he's like, you hear the fucking bird sound effects, and he falls backwards. It's so fucking
goofy. They might
goofy.
As well just put like fucking Tweety birds like
it's
just spinning
so
around his
goofy.
Head.
Mm-hmm.
So when Will wakes up, he says, like, hey, they took Elizabeth. We have to go save her. And they're all like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're a blacksmith. Like, what do you know? You're not in the fucking Navy. Shut your fucking mouth. They're like, go talk to fucking Johnny Depp because he'll know where they're going. Which is funny because no one else decided to question Johnny Depp on where they're going.
No.
They didn't say go ask Johnny Depp. Will said, hey, let's go talk to
Jack. Oh, that's right.
And he's going to know. And they're like... Why would we trust him? They left him here anyway. Like that's like a fool's errand. Don't do that.
That's true.
Much.
Okay, yeah, correct.
But he's the only person that might have any.
He's the only pirate.
He was
they
a pirate,
know.
And then a bunch of pirates come in. Like, you might know these guys, right? You guys are all in a clique. There's a club, I think. There's some
well,
sort
it's
of
the ego
email
thing.
List. I think that they're all involved in.
Yeah. So then Will breaks Captain Jack out of the prison cell. And then they do this thing where they hide under a boat and they're able to pull it underwater
it's
and
fucking
walk on the bottom of the okay.
That,
which is
that
do
does,
you know how much fucking strength it would take to pull a boat under by with two people?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. It is a survival technique. They usually do it with a parachute.
But leading up to that, when they're like fucking tiptoeing on the sand, it is again, it is a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon.
They might as well have done the like the high piano keys.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid.
No, like when I was a kid and saw that part, I was like, that's fucking dumb.
Right?
And then when they're doing the boat thing, and yes, you can make air pocket stuff, and yes, with the parachute and all that stuff.
But doing pulling a whole boat down?
But doing a pulling a fucking wooden boat underwater, that shit ain't gonna happen.
And both of these guys weigh about $125 soaking wet. I'm pretty sure it's not happening.
Do you know how hard it is to get to the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah.
Like, you float. People float.
Mm-hmm.
Like, granted, I'm fat and I'm more buoyant and I float a lot easier.
Down but here, everybody floats.
Hi, Georgie. So then, let's see. Okay, so now every boat person, so they see Jack and Will get onto one of the Navy ships. So then they decide, oh, let's stop them. And then every single person from that boat gets off their boat to go onto the boat to capture two people.
There wasn't one guy who was just left behind, like, making sandwiches
something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Just, or, like, one guy who was in the cabin, like, folding sheets or something.
Yep. No one else there.
So then they take the boat and they're sailing away. And then there's, like, the one guy who swings on a rope who clearly wouldn't make it onto that boat because it's not tied to anything anymore.
Not even close.
But they have to have the, again, Disney movie.
Disney movie.
There's a lot of that. Even, like, when he first fucking got handcuffed and tried to run away, he, like, drops a thing through the dock and two guys jump into the empty hole for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that dumb shit.
So then Captain Jack says we need to sail to Tortuga because we need a crew. So then they find Mr. Gibbs asleep next to pigs, which is actually part of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Mm-hmm.
If you had money when you were a kid, you would have seen this.
You say so.
So they wake him up. They throw water on him. And he's like, oh, my God, Jack, you're alive. And he's like, fuck yeah, I am. Fucking Captain Jack.
Goddamn right. I'm a captain, bitch.
Yeah. See this hat? Captain.
See this captain? Dick.
What's that white thing in his hair? Because he has, like, feathers in it, then he's got, like, a fucking bone in his hair or some shit like that. Captain Jack.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a
bone. A lot of braids.
It's a bone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has, like, weird, dirty dreadlocks.
Yeah.
He looks like a street performer.
The goatee, I don't appreciate the goatee. If you do one braid, that's fine. I don't like it, but I can abide it. I can't abide two braids.
You don't like the two little braids?
I don't like it.
So then Jack says, hey, all right, Gibbs, I have a plan. We need to go steal the Black Pearl. And we found, turns out, Bootstrap Bill happens to be fucking Will's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we need him for leverage. Which makes no sense on how he knows that the curse to free them is the blood of all the pirates.
Right, yeah, he's even with them.
He wasn't even there when that happened. So how would he, like, why does it matter?
Well, so there's legends and there's stories about the curse. So it's not like when he saw the pirate in the moonlight for the first time be a skeleton was the first time he even never heard of it. Like, he heard of it, but he thought it was story.
Yeah, but how would he go, like, oh, we need Bootstrap Bill's key?
Well, because they're all pirates.
They keep in touch.
They got cursed,
and the only way to undo the curse was to have his blood. So maybe he already knew.
There's, like, an email or a group text or something. All these pirates keep in touch.
But did you hear how much material you had to chew to make that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have, like...
That's what you have to do with any of these shit movies.
That's true. There's a lot to digest.
I'm saying group text. That's how they fucking...
Carrier pigeons
exactly.
And stuff.
Send Raven.
So then we now cut to Elizabeth and Captain Barbossa, and he's, like, jacking off while she's eating because he can't eat.
Right?
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, eat this apple.
And not, like...
Oh, drink the wine.
The way that I would have been doing it. Like,
and
he was just like, apples. He's like fucking Jerry from Rick and Morty. He's hungry for apples constantly.
But he's just sitting there just like pinching his own nipples like,
Right.
Now drink the wine. Yeah. Eat this apple. Actually, Easter egg tidbit fact thing. The reason why he was so obsessed with apples was because Jeffrey Rush is actually Australian in real life. And
he's obsessed with apples?
No, Granny Smith green apples come from Australia. So that was like his way of...
Gay?
Yeah. It's a fuck you. I you know,
I'm not saying you.
Then you look it up.
I'm not saying you. I'm
fucking
saying
ass.
Him for doing that.
So then Barbossa explains to her that the gold is like sacred to them and it's cursed. And so he's like, so, you know, everything I eat turns to ash. I don't get warm. I don't get cold. I feel nothing. You know, all I want to do, like, I can't drink anything. It doesn't do anything. And that's when we finally see the cursed pirate crew and see them become skeletons in the moonlight. Because this is when werewolves. It turns
into a gigantic fucking Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah,
that seems cheesy as fuck.
Fucking so silly.
She falls in that hole and there's like the fucking blanket flings her up into the fucking air.
Yeah.
She gets caught by the fucking pirate and he's like, "Arr!"
I was half waiting for her to go down a hallway with like 17 doors and in and out of fucking different doors better. Like Scooby-Doo. It was so fucking silly.
So then he takes her to the pirate cave where they hide all their booty. And she's like, okay. And they cut Liz's hands just a tiny bit to get some blood. And then they're like, hey,
doesn't work.
Is the curse over? Nothing. They're like, how do we know? So he shoots the one guy in the chest. Because he's an evil pirate captain. And then he's like, hey, you shot me, and like, I'm not dead.
Yeah, I'm a pirate, bitch.
And then he's like, yo, bitch, why'd you tell me your last name was Turner? And she's like, because I lied, you fucking dummy.
Right? Because otherwise I'd have been raped and murdered.
Yeah. So then they're like, well, maybe we need to spill all of her blood then. And
I mean, it's a solid scientific judgment to make. I mean, we're just doing experiments here. A little bit of blood didn't work. Let's try all of it. I don't know. That makes sense.
That makes sense to me too.
that makes more sense than anything else in this movie.
So then, Will's like, "Hey, we can't let them do that. Like, I'm gonna go save her." And he smacks Johnny Depp in the fucking head with an oar.
I mean,
and knocks him out. Yeah.
Yeah, knocks
out. And again, you hear like the birds tweeting and shit. It's very cartoony.
Knocks out Captain Jack, and then Elizabeth got flung to the ground. So Will swims out to go save her, and he pulls her away, says, hey, I got a ship, let's save you, and let's take all the oars with us.
Yeah, because they conveniently flung her to the ground and then completely forgot she existed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, yep, out of sight, out of mind, I don't care anymore.
So then Jack kind of stumbles out, and they're like, hey, let's kill Jack. But then he says, you can't kill me, because I know I know the blood you need. Mm-hmm. And then Jeffrey Rush is like, man, fuck you. Like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah,
I wanted to leave you on that fucking island to die.
10 years ago. You're back again.
And so then, let's see. So then Captain Jack is now part of the prisoners on the Black Pearl. And the Navy ship is taken off with Gibbs, Liz, and Legolas. So then they're in the Interceptor, which is the fastest ship in the Navy Academy. But the Black Pearl is a cursed pirate ghost ship, so it's obviously faster.
And The fact that it moves so fast with so many holes in the sails is so infuriating to me. I know it's a ghost ship, but it's fucking dumb.
It doesn't have to make sense.
I hate that part of it more than anything.
I thought that too. I was like, do they not understand how leverage works? It's and like
how wind.
Yeah.
There's so many holes in every single one of those sails.
Yeah, but be fair, they put oars through all the cannons. Which kind of doesn't make sense. And then they're
rowing.
How long
those goddamn. This is an Amistad, bitch. You can't. No.
So they were rowing and had holy sails and was able to catch up to the Interceptor. So then they say, hey, we need to lighten the load. So they're like, we need to drop whatever's not important. So then, of course, they start throwing off all their cannons and fucking weapons and stuff.
The only thing they really need. Yeah.
So then Will tells the tiny pirate guy, hey, don't throw off that cannon. We might need that one. So then Liz decides, all right, let's fight back. So drop the anchor on one side and we're going to make
a hard right.
Yep. Which broke half their ship.
Right. Yeah. I mean, desperate times, I guess. Yeah. But fuck.
But it was funny because then they're like launching spoons and forks and shit at them. And
right. Okay. And then it hits the dumb cunt with a wooden eye in his wooden eye that you shouldn't have. A, because it fucking wear a patch because you're a pirate. And B, you're a fucking pirate ghost. You don't need a fucking wooden eye.
It was funny though. He looked around and it was like,
it had the sound and everything.
Yeah. It did the Windex sound for no reason.
So then they're like, oh my god, we lost the pirate medallion. And Will's like, oh, it's in the part that's filling up with water.
Yeah, it just happened to fucking fall down a well like fucking Timmy.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous thing.
So then the Interceptor blows up, and they're like, Will's dead. But then all of a sudden, he's on the side of their boat, and he's like, nah, bitch, like I swam here, and I'm okay.
Quick. He swam so fast.
He swam like 200 yards in like 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like he has a great career as Michael Phelps' is.
Telling you, all these guys, swim with that many clothes on, you got to be. And also, when they jump out of the water, they're never wet. Never once in this entire fucking movie.
So then Will says, hey, I'm the son of Bootstrap Bill, even though he just found that out like an hour ago.
Right, and he believes it hard, like hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. He doesn't question it at all.
He's like, no, my dad must be a pirate.
Right? He never is like, where's the 23andMe? Like, don't, he doesn't, where's Maury? I need to fucking figure this out.
Well, he believed it after Elizabeth told him that she stole that medallion from him.
That's true. I skimmed over that part because she did say, he's like, why did you take my gold coin? And she's like, because I thought you were a pirate and they'd kill you. And
no, I doesn't even say kill you. She's like, I thought you were a pirate.
And I saw that seven-year-old dong, and I knew I needed a piece of that. Mm-hmm.
Right. But also, you're taking the eyewitness account of a seven-year-old who doesn't remember shit. Seven-year-olds are dumb. I know seven-year-olds. Well, see,
what's
They're
funny
dumb.
Is a seven-year-old kid that has that gold coin, even if they found it on Will's little seven-year-old body, how does that prove he's a pirate? They found him sinking. All they know, it fell in his pocket. It ended up on him somehow. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. So then Will says, you know, so if you don't let Elizabeth and the crew go, then I'm going to shoot myself and then you guys are shit out of luck. So they're like, okay, fine. So then they maroon Elizabeth and Captain Jack on the island they left him on.
Would have been better if they marooned five people.
Why five?
But
it's a shit maroon five joke. Anyway, we'll move on.
Over my head.
And it wasn't good.
And he's the comedian.
Right? They're not all winners. Just shoot them. It's buckshot. You just throw them all out.
Some's got to stick.
Exactly.
Nice try.
So then Captain Jack and Elizabeth get drunk on the island, sing pirate songs. Mm-hmm.
And solid night. Really.
That actually looks like it. That doesn't look like a bad night to me.
Right? Nice bonfire on the beach.
Yeah, drinking.
Bunch of rum.
Yeah, drinking rum, just dancing, singing, being a fucking idiot on the beach.
Cool with that.
By this point, they had made two references of like crossing over from England. And I was sitting with Alex and I was watching it last night and I was like, where are they? I was like, where the fuck are they? And he's like, it's Pirates of the Caribbean, dude.
There you go. Yeah.
They're in the fucking Caribbean. I was like, oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Math is hard.
Math is hard.
You're not good at the math
just
either.
Just words. It's just words.
Words are hard.
What's this movie called? Pirates of England.
Is this not Fast and the Furious? Why are we? Is this not I swim and magically I'm not wet when I get to the beach?
Fast and the Furious.
Slow moment.
Fast and the Furious Pacific Ocean.
I shouldn't have shared it.
No, please share that. That was amazing.
Hey, I said Maroon 5 joke. You say dumb things too.
Okay, we're Let's equal.
Go. Yeah, but she's a pretty girl. She can get away with that kind of stuff.
I'm very pretty too.
No.
No. Why?
Okay. So then Jack passes out. Turns out Liz wasn't drinking at all. She was pretending to be drunk like every other girl at a bar. And then in the morning, Jack wakes up and she's burning all the rum to make a big signal fire.
She goes completely fucking left eye on this entire goddamn island.
She really does.
Mm-hmm. She burns like this whole little corner.
Yep.
And it worked.
Jack's like, but why is the rum gone?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Which is a legit question.
He's like, okay, fine. That's great. But why the rum?
To be fair, she couldn't save him like a bottle.
No, she did. She definitely did that out of spite.
Yeah, that's true. Because he tried to put his fingers in her the night before.
In her butt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Maybe he did.
This entire movie, everyone was trying to.
No, do you blame them? She was hot.
Yeah, I mean, not knocking it.
Actually, I have this theory that they actually did hook up that night because she's like, you know what? She has this fascination with pirates.
Did you write fiction? Did you write a fan fiction
about
this?
I might.
If we go on Reddit.
find my username, Captain Jack's diary.
Jack off Sparrows?
Yeah.
Jack off Sparrows.
No, because like I'm pretty sure because she's heard of legends of Captain Jack. She read she read stories about him.
She's
now
so
she's
wet
meeting
for him.
Him. Oh yeah,
she fangirls out.
She 100% at least put his wiener in her mouth. She's
in
like
in or around.
Yeah, she's like, give me that dirty
he
pirate.
Have one.
No, he's a eunuch.
Oh yeah.
So he has no balls.
Just means he has no balls. Yeah.
But he still got that.
That's gotta be wiener. Weird.
Yeah.
Still got his thing.
You know what? Do they think they call him a sparrow because his dick looks like a little baby sparrow in your hand?
I don't know.
No, it's because when he comes, he goes, "Huh."
So she goes, hey, I'm the fucking governor's daughter. I started this big fire. You think they're not going to fucking find it? And he's like, fuck you, stupid bitch. You burned all my rum. Then he goes over the other side of the hill and he sees the fucking ship. He's like, God damn it. Like,
right?
What he goes, I'll never be able to live with her now.
Yep. So then they're like, hey, so the Navy saves her. And then they're going to kill Jack again for some reason.
These guys just have a hard on for trying to kill him.
And he's like,
it's
hey.
Very racist. I don't appreciate it.
And she's like, hey, he saved me. And he knows where they're going, and they have Will. And they're like, yeah, but you're safe, so I don't fucking care.
Mm-hmm.
It's a valid point.
But then Jack goes, all right, Commodore, what if you're the guy that actually stops the Black Pearl, and now you can, and all I want in return, give me the Black Pearl, and now you're going to be like the fucking king if you can stop this guy.
Well, he offers him another boat or something, right? Because he says he's going to have a fleet at that point or something.
That's for Barbosa.
Oh, that was later. No. Yeah.
Because he, but,
I'm paying attention.
But Jack's point was, this is the Black Pearl. It's sunk in numerous ships, kills everybody, and you can be the guy that stopped it.
Yeah.
You know how fucking cool that's going to be? And I know where they are, and I know how to stop them. So the guy's like, because he's greedy, and he wants to show up for Liz, and he's like, fine, fuck it, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because pussy makes men do things they probably wouldn't do, you know.
Ever.
Ever.
In life.
You're correct.
I don't know that it's always a good thing.
You're welcome.
So then Jack leads the Navy over to Barbosa, so to the secret pirate hideout where all the booty is. Which, do you see how much fucking gold was in that thing?
There was a lot of stuff in that booty hole.
Like, that booty hole was packed.
It was. There was a lot of semen in there, too.
There's a lot of semen. All the semen. So then Jack's going to double cross him because he's like, dude, I'm going to have all these skeletons kill all these fucking guys.
Double cross, a triple cross.
Because then he tells Barbosa, yo, all the Navy's waiting for you out there.
Uh-huh.
You can be the Commodore. You're not going to be Captain Barbosa. You'll be Commodore Barbosa. You'll have the Navy ship, all the ships. Just give me the Black Pearl
because
that's all I want. And everyone's happy. And then Elizabeth freaks out because she's like, oh my God, he's going to double cross us because he's a pirate.
That's what they do.
There's no hero amongst thieves.
No. Double cross, triple cross.
She wasn't there for that. She was.
Wasn't she on the ship? She was on the Navy ship.
She was on the Navy ship, but she wasn't there when Jack was trying to talk to.
No, but she was trying to warn them. She remembers she's all like, no. She's like, it's a fucking setup. Yeah. He's going to fucking, he's going to fuck you over.
They're ghosts. They can't die.
He has no testicles. I blew him last night and he couldn't finish because he has no testicles.
Yes.
Yes. Oof. What is life at that point then?
Exactly. That's why he wants the ship so bad.
That's why he wants to be a pirate ghost.
You know, it's funny side note that I should have mentioned earlier. One of the girls from Tortuga that was going to be on his pirate ship fleet was Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Is that how it was?
Yeah.
Because I was like, who is this fucking? I was like, it kind of looks like her, but I was like, that's not, is it?
She was only 22 at the time.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, she was a kid.
Ah.
But
wow, makes sense. She doesn't look 22 to me there.
So anyways, so the pirates are now walking underwater to go kill them all.
Because they couldn't do that before. They just got this power.
Yeah.
They just figured out how this works.
I will say, that scene was incredible when I was a kid, and I still think it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's still kind of cool to see them all fucking piratey walking under.
It was epic.
Climbing up the ropes. It was all right.
It was fucking cool.
It was pretty cool.
But then Jack's going to double cross Barbosa, so he's going to triple cross now. So he takes one of the pirate, because now that
Johnny triple stamp a double stamp,
he's figured out the pirate curse. So he actually pockets one of the gold coins, and now he's going to be one of the cursed ones.
Mm-hmm.
So then big epic fight happens, all action, and then it looks like the Navy's about to lose. Looks like Jack's going to lose. Barbosa stabs Jack right in the heart, and he backs up into the moon, and then, blah, he's a skeleton.
He's a pirate ghost, too.
Yep, and Barbosa's like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, shit, and he starts, like, playing
with the coin back and forth on his finger.
Which, that was pretty legit.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I'll give the special effects guys it.
And then I did appreciate the fight between Barbosa and Captain Jack, because every time they hit the moon, they would turn into skeletons, and that was pretty fucking cool.
That was really good, too, yeah.
And then okay, so then they're fighting, and then Jack shoots Barbosa with his gun, and then he goes, and then Barbosa says, hey, you've been hanging on to that bullet for 10 years, now you fucking waste it. And Will goes, he didn't waste it. Then Will cuts himself, drops the coin, but that doesn't make sense.
Okay, can I say something? Yeah. You skipped something. So before, back when Jack is talking to Barbosa about, you guys can go have your last hurrah with your curse and go fight them all, when he steals the medallion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Will's looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing? And he says something to Will, like,
opportune moment.
Or the opportune, yeah. He's like, opportune moment to not do something stupid.
Yes,
or something like
there
that. So
go.
He gave him a little cue. And so Will picked up on that when they're all fighting. He saw the opportune moment, saw that Jack had been the curse, so he knew that he needed his blood and Jack's blood, saw the opportune moment, and did it.
Yeah, so Jack cut himself on the hand.
With his coin.
And then threw it to Will. Will mm-hmm. catches it.
Mm-hmm.
He shoots Barbosa, but then Will didn't drop the coins yet.
I think it just had to have the blood.
Really?
Maybe.
I thought all the coins had to be returned.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
But the coins touched after Barbossa was shot. So the fact that Barbossa had now had a hole in his chest and was bleeding to death made no sense to me.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the stab, when Johnny Depp been stabbed all these many times, it would have just counted just as much.
Well, it worked for.
That's fine. We'll just go with it.
Yeah. Disney.
Just go with it. Disney.
Yeah, Disney.
So then Barbossa goes, "Holy shit, I feel cold," and then he dies, or so you think. Mm. Dun dun dun. And then during the fight, there was a pirate arm skeleton that like broke through the glass. Was trying to attack the governor in the governor quarters.
That guy's such a little bitch.
And then he shoved the arm into a drawer. Now he has a dick in the box because when he opens it, and he sees the dead hand.
The dead hand. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So funny. And he's like trying to be brave and he comes out and he's like, huzzah!
Mm-hmm.
Huzzah!
Yeah.
So they conquer Barbossa and the Black Pearl. And then, of course, why wouldn't it be it? Johnny Depp is tied up and hung at the gallows again for some reason. Like, they just can't.
Just for being Johnny Depp. Mm-hmm. And I'm on board with it. Let's be rid of him.
My thing with that, though, is like, you can't just let the guy go. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. For all of this?
Yeah. Like, he stopped the Black Pearl. Like, if it wasn't for him, you guys wouldn't have stopped the Black Pearl. Like, they could have killed all of you guys, but because he decided to help you guys, because, well, I mean, secretly, he just wanted his ship.
He just wants the ship. That's all he wants.
But it still helped them in turn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're still trying to kill this fucking guy. So then Will, he's like, you know what? I'm going to save him. And Will walks up to Liz and goes, hey, Liz.
And he's looking like a Three Musketeer at this point.
He really did.
He's such a costume.
And it looks stupid. Uh-huh. It looks so stupid.
So cheesy. But it's supposed to be like revamped, like after it all happened.
Yeah, and now he's all
like confident.
No, he looks like fucking D'Artagnan. I don't appreciate it.
I actually thought, I was like, Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
So then he's like, Liz, I should have said this a long time ago. I love you. And then he's like, oh. So then he goes to save Captain Jack, throws a sword, saves him from the noose. And then they fight off the Navy. For some reason, no one can stop them. And then eventually they get caught up because of numbers. And then Liz says that she loves him too. The Commodore's like, all right, that's fine, I guess.
Right? He's so cool with it.
Yeah, like that.
Doesn't give
a fuck. Because
he's also like 45 years older than her. So he's like, you know what? I ran out of blue pills anyway. Like, this honeymoon was not going to go well.
I've been drinking that. Tiger penis drink that I got from China and it's just not working anymore.
All out of fucking rhino horn.
Yeah. And then the Commodore's like, nah, it's fine. If you love Will, just be with him then. Yeah. Which I'm like, dude.
Pretty casual about
it. No, not the Commodore, the Governor. Or they both sort of did.
Yeah,
both very
like,
casual.
All right, that's fine. And then the Governor's like,
well, and they're like, all right, fine. Blacksmith. Now Jack can be let go. Because now he's innocent for some reason.
Right.
Makes no sense. And then
he wasn't innocent. He escaped. He did, like, he's like, again, this will be the day that you almost captured,
then he falls off the thing again. That's right.
And he goes to his ship, and then the Commodore gives him a day head start.
Well, then, but then the Governor looks at Liz and goes, so you love him? And she's like, yeah, Daddy. And he's like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess you could do worse. And he is a blacksmith, at least. And she's like, no, he's a pirate.
Yeah,
when he said it was like, after all, he is a blacksmith. Like, are you sure? Like, it's not like, oh, you could do worse. He's a blacksmith. It's like, he is a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Yes. Pretty shitty.
That's true. That's true.
And then pretty she's like, shitty. No, Dad, it's shittier than that. He's a pirate.
He's a pirate.
Which was shitty and corny. It was
but
so
like, Dad,
fucking...
you don't understand. This guy eats ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at that pointy nose.
And then they're going to go eat each other's ass.
Yes. And then it shows Johnny Depp. He's on the Black Pearl. He's all excited. He's like caressing the pirate wheel. And he's like, oh, I'm fucking...
So
rock
happy.
Hard, and I'm ready for this.
So happy.
If I had any more testosterone from my non-nuts, it would be coursing through my veins right now.
He starts singing the pirate song, and then says, hey, now bring me that horizon.
Fucking
and then the movie's over.
I would say you ruined that band for me, but they already ruined themselves.
Oh, drink up, be hard as yo ho.
And then, if you stay till the end of the credits, which is the first end credit scene of, like, ever. Not really.
I gotta look that up.
It's about it's literally like 40 seconds.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what is the first end credit scene ever?
Dude, probably, I don't know, Forrest Gump.
Jaws or something.
And then at the end, if you stay till the end of the credits, which I don't blame you for walking out because most people did. The only reason why I knew about the end credit scene was because when I was doing the research on the movie, I read about it. So then I actually watched it. So the little tiny monkey swims out of the little water in the pirate cave, goes up to the haunted treasure chest, picks up a gold coin, then turns into a skeleton. Thus... showing that the curse is active again. So any pirate that was part of the Black Pearl that wasn't killed is now a zombie again. But that doesn't make sense because that means Johnny Depp should be a haunted ghost again.
Why does it have to be anybody from the Black Pearl again? Because they were the ones that
stole
it.
Well, they were the ones that stole
it. It's just the monkey that stole it now, though.
It's a fucking Disney movie.
I thought it was whoever had a coin. So maybe the monkey just didn't give the... Maybe the monkey just took a coin.
Yeah, well, Barbossa was alive for some reason after this, which didn't make much sense.
There's a lot of it doesn't make sense.
And then the movie was finally over, and it was fucking long. It had a 2-hour and 10-minute runtime, which was like... Two hours and 7 minutes too long.
It was too many. I had to take an intermission.
All right.
It was too many minutes.
I'm surprised that we made through that 2 hours and 10 minutes in this amount of time. Good job.
We work quick.
That's what we do.
So we're efficient here.
Good job.
We stick to our time limits.
So would you recommend this movie to your friends?
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend this movie to my enemies. This is how bad I hate this movie.
Twilight's still the worst movie I've seen.
I concur. Mm. But this is not good either.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad.
It's on the bottom half of movies that we've done.
Correct.
It's not as bad as Twilight, but it's not much better.
It's slightly better than The Notebook.
Yeah,
that movie's bad too, but it's a different kind of bad. This one is just
It was better than The Fifth Element.
Fifth Element is fantastic, and that's classic.
It was better than
The
Fan.
Shut your whore mouth. The Fan is fantastic, too, so you shut your whore mouth. This is a 2-hour fucking Scooby-Doo fucking episode.
It's a Disney movie.
It's ridiculous. And, yeah, I would not recommend it to anybody, but it was a thing that happened. And again, Disney Plus.
Hey, the franchise between, like, the 5 movies or whatever it has made over $1 billion, so.
That just goes to show people are dumb.
Yeah.
People are very, very dumb.
There's like 5 of these fucking movies. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Go home and watch them all.
Are they done with them now? They got to be done with them, right? They're not going to Fast and the Furious and get to like 9.
They might.
No.
If it's still making money.
Fuck, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, Disney's making everything else. They got the extra cash. Fuck it.
They're gonna make a Pirates of the Caribbean movie when the first car comes out. Like the Model T comes out and they're like, oh, look at that thing.
Pirates of the Caribbean, it's gonna be fucking Hulk Hogan in that fucking powerboat that he used to have. Remember that show? It was like Knight Rider, but a fucking powerboat for no reason. Oh, what was that? It was like Tropic Thunder or something. Something Thunder. Nitro Thunder. Something.
Was the Nitro Thunder American Gladiators?
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. Anyways, that's about all we got, right? That's all this movie had to offer.
That's all I got.
That's all we were done with this garbage. But we'll be back next week. Thanksgiving episode. Should be interesting. Be some things in there. Until then, don't be cunts. See you guys.
Thank you for listening to The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.